I don't even have a catchy intro. That just sucked ass. Grossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grossy. And before we get into the doom and gloom that was the Green Bay Packers loss to the Minnesota Vikings of the score of 24-17, I want to talk about just a personal highlight for myself for just a moment. And me appearing on national television, which was pretty freaking awesome. If you missed the promo on NBC, the link is in the description. It's uploaded to this channel. And I want to thank you for all of you who joined the stream an hour early before the game was even on, just to kind of sit there and witness that with me. That was an incredible experience and one that I'm never going to forget. So that's the only positive thing I have to say about this video. You can check out also SeatGeek and use the promo code Tom Grossy to save yourself $20. Helps out the show. Thank you very much for that. Now, where we stand, the Green Bay Packers have a 3% chance of making the playoffs, which, for you math whizzes out there, is not good. It's really, really not good. And today, we're going to kind of attempt to do this in a rather quick fashion of breaking down what the hell is wrong with the Green Bay Packers. We'll have a longer video on this sometime soon. Looking at the stats, Rodgers goes 17 for 28, 198 yards and one touchdown. Aaron Jones, 17 for 72 with one touchdown. Davante Adams, 5 for 69, going over 1,000 yards as well for the first time in his career with one touchdown. And Equanimeous St. Brown, going 3 for 53, had some crucial catches. Kirk Cousins going 29 for 38, 342 yards and three touchdowns. Adam Thielen, 8 for 125 with one touchdown. And Diggs, 8 for 71 with one touchdown. Just comparing those stats, the fact that Cousins had to throw 10 more times than Rodgers, but threw for almost 150 more yards and two more TDs, just explains the kind of defense that each of them are playing against. But I want to make sure that after this loss, we're not pinning it all on the defense. You need to, I think our defense, and I'm still going to stand by this, is playing much better than it was last year under Mike Pettine. And you also need to take a look at, we're basically playing with a bunch of rookies or inexperienced players, not a ton of veterans on the team. They haven't really played together that long. It's a new defensive coordinator, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but for anybody who's saying, you know, Mike Pettine's not working out, or God, it's always his defense, it's really not. And the fact that they've been able to do this much this entire season, and I know it ain't much, but like, we are constantly going three and out and making them be on the field longer and longer and longer and longer. There's times where the Vikings were on the field for it seemed like almost 10 minutes. So I'm not really going to blame the defense here on this loss at all. Here's what we are going to talk about. Mike McCarthy. That's a common theme that's popped up numerous times. And his bad play calling hit again. Not going for it on fourth down that first time and trying to draw them off sides was one of the lamest play calls I have seen in a while. You saw the Vikings. They went for it. They were risky. They were bold. And listen, we wound up going for it as well on fourth down, and it didn't work out. But you know what? I give them more credit for that and failing than not even trying at all. It doesn't show confidence in your offense. And after the performance that was put on tonight, I can understand why. So that, again, what I've been harping on for McCarthy is I don't think he's a terrible coach, but the fact is we're not aggressive. That was seen also last week, not going for it on fourth down in Seattle. But the also other issue is not giving the ball to Aaron Jones. We scored 3 points in the second half. But his entire play calling in that entire offense was relevant 6 years ago. And then we need to move on. We're not seeing anything new from the Green Bay Packers. And we saw like a couple cool plays in the beginning or the first half, and then that went away. And listen, the offensive line was horrendous tonight. David Bakhtiari getting injured, Lane Taylor getting injured, Byron Bell at one point getting injured. Listen, we have injuries, and we can't do anything about that. It just happens, and it just seems to always happen to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a ton of time to throw, but even when Rodgers did have time to throw, he just blatantly missed him. He missed a throw to the outside. He threw it short. He missed a touchdown pass to a wide open Davante Adams. He's not making those throws that he should, that he's getting paid all that money to do. Now, is that all on Aaron Rodgers? No. Is Aaron Rodgers still the best chance of us winning? Yeah, I would argue yes. And so that being said, I think the fact that, again, our second half woes struck again, and that scoring 3 points is just not going to do the job. And it's not fun to watch them on offense anymore. And I think just sitting there during the stream and watching this game, one of the things that really stood out to me is that for the longest time, this team has all been Aaron Rodgers. And that's it. And Packer fans, we've accepted that and at times embraced that. Every time Aaron Rodgers has gone down, it's when is Aaron getting back so we can start winning games. That's literally what it's been, year in, year out. So put that all together, and now look at the teams that are currently doing well. Let's take the Rams, right? The Rams have a good defense. Obviously, you know, they can allow 50 points. That does happen, but they create turnovers. They have a strong defensive line, but they have a solid running game in Todd Gurley that they can always rely upon, so it doesn't need to always be Jared Goff, right? They have that dynamic in which they're able to succeed. New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, phenomenal quarterback, has two fantastic running backs in Kamara and Ingram, and has a plethora of wide receiver studs. Their defense, they have one really good corner, and other than that, the defense is really not a whole lot going on there. But again, it's not all just on Drew Brees. You take a look even at the Patriots, right? It's not all on Tom Brady. He has the good defensive line. The offensive line is doing pretty good. He has running backs. He has Gronkowski. He has guys like Edelman. The problem here is that for years, and so 2010, we had a defense that was causing turnovers, allowing us to win the Super Bowl. We did it. 2011 is literally the year of Aaron Rodgers, in which he literally said, okay, I'm going to go up and put up massive amounts of points. Defense, you could just be there. You don't even need to be awake. Just get on a chair and go to sleep. I'm going to do this. We go 15-1. We get knocked out the first round of the playoffs in the divisional round. Then you have 2013, in which Aaron comes back. Matt Flynn is able to keep us afloat that entire time. We wind up beating the Bears. We lose. 2014, had a little bit better of a defense. We went further, went to an NFC Championship game, lost there. Then fast forward to 2016, even when we ran the table, that's all Aaron Rodgers. And the problem is Aaron Rodgers could be the greatest quarterback of all time, but other teams are going to pick on, oh, if we stop Aaron Rodgers, we stop the Green Bay Packers. And Aaron Rodgers was very uncomfortable this evening in that he was getting sacked, knocked down, pressured. And when we went away from Aaron Jones, who struggled at times, obviously, because the Vikings do have a good defense, we were not successful. The blueprint of the Green Bay Packers cannot be, man, I hope Aaron Rodgers is perfect today, because we are going to lose. Aaron Rodgers is not some new guy. He can be a great quarterback. That's all well and good. We need him to be a great quarterback. But if you don't give the guy any help, we're not going to win football games. And so that goes to the play calling. That goes to the personnel around him. And so I don't want to say the word rebuild, but the Packers really need to look at multiple facets of this team, because we can't just keep throwing Band-Aids on all of our problems. It took way too long to get rid of Dom Capers, and that's the same thing that happened there, is that it got stagnant. Teams, Cam Newton last year, I will never forget that, goes, oh, you guys have been watching tape, watch this, and then throws a touchdown. He literally knew what our defense was going to do. And now teams know what our offense is going to do. If we shut down Aaron Rodgers, we're going to win. That's their mentality. And so moving forward, and I said this last year too, with teams like the Eagles, like the Vikings, who can just plug in those backup quarterbacks and be successful and go to the NFC Championship game, or with the Eagles, win a Super Bowl, we need to be better than Aaron Rodgers. We need to be more than Aaron Rodgers. And that goes, again, with the coaching, the personnel, and Aaron Rodgers himself. Because Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers when he had all those weapons around him, when he had the Jordy Nelsons, when he had the Randall Cobbs, when he had the Greg Jennings, the James Joneses, had all of that, right? Had Eddie Lacy for a short amount of time, had a defense that was causing turnovers. it can't just be the Aaron Rodgers show anymore in 2018 because it's not translating to victories and we haven't won a single road game this year. And so right now we have 3% chance of making the playoffs. Not really good. I ain't throwing in the towel because, hell, that ain't fun. So we're going to keep on rolling with this until we are mathematically eliminated. And if that day comes, then we really need to sit down and not just look at Mike McCarthy, not just look at Aaron Rodgers, not just look at the defense. We need to look at all of it because there's no excuses this season. There aren't anymore. Last year, we didn't have Aaron Rodgers. That's why we didn't make the playoffs. This year, we had Aaron Rodgers. This year, we had a healthy running back in Aaron Jones. We've had injuries, don't get me wrong. But we're out of excuses. And so now we need to start coming up with solutions. But let me know what you think down below. You can always find me at TomGrossiComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, all that great, wonderful stuff. Also, check out, again, the segment from NBC that aired featuring my face. It's up on the description down below and up on this channel. And podcasts were on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and, of course, here on YouTube. So, that's that. We'll do our predictions episode on Tuesday, and I will see you then. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack Go.